Hi, this is Carol from Birmingham. About to see Barry Manilow at the NEC. And you're about to see Scott Whitney at the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas video.
The vegan what?
The Vegas video network. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, on today's speed bumps. Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, got to do a quintessential Vegas weekend, something that you could only do here. I'm going to give you a first look at T-Mobile Arena, where I got to see Garth Brooks. Then, finally had a chance to check out the High Roller. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and, of course, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast, where I dug frames in the blood. Giddy up!
Yeah.
Come on, you heathens!
Get it,
bro! Let's get started.
Yeah, I got friends in all over the places.
Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas
yes,
podcast.
It
and now your host,
yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it, Brother Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, aren't you the kindest? You're the grooviest, I must say. Hey, babe, if you don't mind, I'd like to congratulate you because you are listening to or watching the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates in Las Vegas, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here, nay, we're going to be talking about some adventures on the Strip, Fremont Street, downtown, other cool places here in the Valley. And by the way, if you are a fan of the city, you are a tourist, you dig all things Vegas-y, well, our show is like your very own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. Hey, we're live every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, that's VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. I would invite you to get on over here. Get yourself in the live chat. Let me tell you something about this whole podcasty live chat thing. No BS, folks. My bestest friends, Melissa and my bestest friends, came about because of podcasting. I know other people who have become friends, best friends, because of our show. They met each other and they become best friends. They don't talk to us anymore, but they're really good friends. Podcasting, if you allow it to be, is magic. And the cool people who are running around in our live chat, some of the nicest people I've had the good fortune to hang out with. I've got the Kens and I got the Barbs and the Teds and the Binks. I got Chicago's now, man. I got Danny. I got Derek. I got Glenn. I got Gregor. I got Robs and Steves and more Robs and Pops and by holy cremolians, there's a lot of the grooviest people that ever want. So just get on in here, have some fun. We've got people showing up upwards of an hour before the show just because it's more of a kumbaya, everybody loves each other kind of thing. Hey, by the way, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches, how you doing, hot stuff? I am the founder of the Vegas Video Network, so if you like this, you can thank me. If you don't, well, you're probably one of those YouTube trolls who lives in mom's basement. Oh, did you hear that? It's time for mac and cheese, you little shit. Okay. All right. Over and under. We got lots of graphics, but this might go fast. I'm going to go 75 in a hook. We've got some new people in the live chat. We've got M. Shisky, who is actually Mike G. Mike's last name is about this long. He's hung like a long guy. What? Okay. He's from Exonia, Wisconsin. He's been watching the show since Melissa was on it and discovered us on the YouTube. Hopefully he's not living in a basement and waiting for mac and cheese from his mom. And we've also got Derek, 1968, which I'm assuming is how the year he got borned. He's moving to Las Vegas, and of course his name is Derek. He's from Bloomington, Illinois, and he discovered us during a happy ending massage over at Chinatown, so congratulations to that. Want to thank Carol for the opening video. She's wearing, of course, the red visor, which makes her powerful. And finally, let's remember that it's 111 degrees out right now. A little bit of rain, a little bit of thunder. Let's do this. Thanks to the roads for tonight's drink. I'm drinking some gin and LaCroix. Because I'm on a diet, and God damn it, I want to lose some weight. Okay. First look, T-Mobile Arena High Roller. What did we do? So here's how this all came about. It's kind of cool. Jackie was in town, known as Jackpot in the live chat, celebrating her birthday. God bless her. I think she's 23, 24 years old. And she was here with her good friend Jeannie and her good friend Linda, and she invited Melissa and myself to play along a little bit. So as a result, we got a chance to do a couple firsts that we'd ever done before, and we'll start with the T-Mobile Arena. So before we really get into the arena itself, of course, we have to speak a little bit about the parking. It doesn't really come up much. Not many people care much about the MGM parking situation, but let me just touch upon it because I think maybe a couple of people might give a shit about it. So my hope was that we would get there early enough to bypass or not be affected by event parking or parking. Dun, dun, dun. Because what happens is, like, if you're a local, you can park for free at all these different properties, which is outstanding. But when event parking takes place, that's not the case. So I thought, well, we'll get there a little early, bypass event parking, and life will be good. Nope. We arrived at 5:05. You know, the concert's at 7. No. So instead of free, it was $20. That is painful. I don't like it. There's nothing good about it. It makes me unhappy. So I gave them my $20. Now, I parked at the New York parking garage, which is right next door to T-Mobile. So if you're going to pay, that's probably the place to play. Now, you can also, just so you know, you can log into a website and prepay for parking, and it would not have cost me $20. I believe it would have cost $12. Or, of course, you could park somewhere in the boondocks and then, you know, bus in or whatever you call it thing. I didn't want to do that. So we did our parking. We kind of hung out for a while. We actually had dinner at Beer House, and I'm going to show you a picture of something I took at Beer House that I don't think they know that they're doing this, but I guarantee a Steel Panther knows what they're doing, and it's pretty funny. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about ticket costs first. This is the ticket that we had. This is for Garth Brooks and with Trisha Yearwood. And if you look at the total price, you'll see total price was only $79.50. These seats were pretty good. I'll show you, you know, where we were a little bit later. But $79.50 for that kind of a show, that high end of a show, I thought was really reasonable. Now, the thought of it, or the word is that Garth Brooks actually controls ticket pricing. He's one of the very few musicians who has the ability to do that. But to contrast, you know, I went and saw Steely Dan 2 weeks ago at the Coliseum. Seats were not as good, and I think we paid $170 for those tickets. So $65 or $71 and $170, $75, pretty good deal. So God bless Garth for that. Okay, so let's walk around a little bit and see what's going on. You know, this is like many brand new groovy kinds of arenas. It's very clean and very pretty. And we walked upstairs, up those stairs a little bit, and we were heading for the Bud Light Lounge. And the reason we were is, if I look back at the tickets, you'll see that Bud Light Club Access is a part of our deal. So we were like, well, let's go to the Bud Light Club Access. Now, why do we get Bud Light Club Access? Well, I believe it's because of where we were sitting. Here's a map of the arena. And where you see stage, that's where Garth was playing. And we were in section 15. So if you think of this as an oval, and there's two straightaways, We were on the straightaway on the right side of the stage. And it looks to me, as I understand it, that section 16 and 17, I'm sorry, 15 and 16, those folks have access to the lounge that's attached to it. So on that side, it's the Bud Light Lounge, which is pretty cool. So we got there early, and we wanted to kind of walk around and sniff around. So we went to the Bud Light Lounge, and as we walked in, it's like, well, this is pretty nice and clean and fancy looking. And or you can see a bartender who absolutely thought he was hysterical. That's the back of Melissa's head. How about that? And then we also had a great view of the overall look of the stadium or of the arena. So it had a, you know, this kind of look. I'll show you a little bit of it. Oops. Let me back that up a little bit. So I'm shooting this from the Bud Light Lounge. All right, so we just got there. As you can see, it's empty. There's nobody there. But you can see, what you can't tell right away is, well, first of all, let's look at this. So this is where the stage is on the far side. You'll notice that there's seating behind them, and the seating was open. They didn't block it off. And the reason is those big signs that you see, the big lighting displays that you see there and the big video displays, those actually are lifted up during the show. So Garth was in essence playing in the round, but they were kept down during the first two performers. There's actually four total performers there, and I think if I get a chance, I'll talk about it in a second. So as you can see there, the straightaway on the far side, you'll see those two straight seating sections, and behind there is a different lounge. We'll talk about that in a second, but we were sitting the mirror side of that. Now, what you don't really sense by looking at this, but what is absolutely a fact, and there's the Bud Lounge from just outside of it. Now, what's cool about this is what they're doing. I just want to adjust the video here real fast. What they're doing to make the seating as great as it is. So my feeling was, you know, I thought great seats. But you might look at these seats and go, oh, these probably aren't that great. In fact, they were amazing. And the reason is the pitch of the stadium or of the arena. It was not sold out, Danny. There was still a few there's tickets left now. I just saw an advertisement about 4 hours ago on TV for them. So you can still get tickets now. But so these, and you really don't sense the pitch, that is how steep it is in this kind of a picture as well. But this is a very steep venue. So as a result, seating is, it feels closer than you might expect if you were looking at a seating chart. So the design of this thing is brilliant. It's so cool. Here's some more graphics of that as well. And you can kind of sense maybe in these pictures here that the steepness, this is actually a good example of how steep the seating looks. As we were walking around, they had a few other things that I thought were really cool. One of them was these kind of, it's like a pseudo VIP. It's not really a standard classic suite, and I'll show you some pictures of those in a second. But these were just regular tables that you're sitting on, basically the top of the section we were on. But the tables had a little video monitor on them, so you can order drinks there. You could sit, you know, with your friends at a table in this little section. I really thought that was awesome. As we were walking around the circumference of the entire arena, they also had a nice outdoor patio. And this is the patio area. You know, it's on the second or what you might call the third floor, second or third, I guess it would be, probably second. And as you walk out there, it gives you an opportunity to take a look at what's, in essence, the park. So you're out there, lots of tables, you know, they had waitresses out there. Now, you know, of course, it's hotter than hell out there right now, but I really liked the idea of being able to kind of hang out there and do your thing. It continued, we, you know, walked around. You can see one of the things that I discovered pretty quickly is that you will never go thirsty in this arena. I didn't feel like there was anywhere you could stand where you could not see a bar. And there were occasions where there might be two bars, I don't know, 15 feet from each other. It was packed. It's perfect for for somebody who is afraid of getting thirsty. Another example of these cool sections where you could have, you know, a table and four chairs. And then on the opposite side of the Bud Lounge is the Jack Daniel's Lounge. Same general idea, just a harder liquor. Surprised we were on the soft liquor side, but you can get the general idea. You walk in, it's loungy, it's got bars. This one's got, you know, some other seating as well. And by the way, the Budweiser or the Bud Lounge, Bud Light Lounge, also had food there. Lots of food. So you could order food there. The drinks, by the way, from a cost perspective, probably not surprising. Actually, this would be kind of a fun question for the live chat. What do you think their specialty drinks cost in the Bud Light Lounge? How much were their specialty drinks? So they had four or five specialty drinks. And okay, wow, they're coming in so fast. Glenn's got a $15, Danny's $15, Binky is $17, Gregor is $13. The price was $18. And there you go. So Vegas Dog, $18. Yeah, $18. And the glass was, so this glass, it wasn't as wide as this glass. Right, it was, you know, much smaller, actually it wasn't that much smaller, but it was about that tall. So I'm not sure how tall that is. What is about 6, 7, 8 inches or so? That was for their specialty drinks. If you order just like a Crown and Diet, it came in a small tumbler kind of thing, pretty small plastic tumbler. And I forget what the price of that was. It didn't impress me price-wise. I will say, by the way, the people who were working there were in very good spirits. What you're seeing here is a picture of the corporate suites that were available. So you'll see, for instance, one of the gaming companies is there. I didn't see anybody in there at the time. Here's something that was really ironical. So this is T-Mobile. I don't know if you know this, but T-Mobile provides internet access. That's kind of what they do, right? And so three different times while we were there, there was no way you could use a credit card to charge your drinks or food or anything. The whole network in the entire arena went down three different times. Pretty weak, pretty surprising and frustrating, right? Because people would get in line and go, yeah, I'll have a whatever zombie moobity boobity. Great, that's $18. Here's my card. Oh, I'm sorry. We can't take credit cards. Oh, really? Would you like a smoke signal? Can I give you a couple rocks and a pebble? I mean, it was ridiculous. So they definitely are still struggling with some technology issues there. Here's a shot of all of us. And you can see it started to fill up. It was not, like I said, sold out. But it was interesting what Garth did. So 7 o'clock show. He seems like a prom guy. 7 o'clock, right? Nope. The show didn't start probably about 7:30 or so. And the first guy comes out, a single guy, I'm assuming he's single, I don't know, with a guitar, just him on a stage, and he starts to sing. Come to find out, about a week ago, he was playing in a lounge in an airport. Fast forward a week, he's playing in front of about 20,000 people. Pretty interesting. Then the next person came up. She was a songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee, has written songs for Trisha Yearwood, sings backup for Garth. And she did a couple songs, one of which Melissa recognized. I, of course, had no idea. She's very friendly, very touched, as you might imagine, by the crowd. And then Trisha Yearwood came out. A lot of Trisha Yearwood fans there. She seems like a very sweet gal. Here's the one thing that I really didn't care for. Apparently, she's got a cooking show on the, let's call it the Food Network. I don't know what it was. So they lifted the big TV screens, so she was, you know, on the full stage. But while she was singing, throughout much of the time, they were playing clips from the cooking show above her. Now, I'm not trying to be pedantic. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. But that was fucking lame. I don't need that. How about this? Maybe put a camera on her so I could see her from way back in the cheap seats. So that was the one real negative thing I thought until we get to Garth. Now, I am not a country western fan at all. But there is when Garth was out running around doing the big tours 10, 15 years ago, I think I told Melissa, you know what, this guy, if he ever tours again, I'll go see him, because that's not a country western show. He's doing a rock concert. It's exactly what he's doing. And the thing that's really sweet about him is this guy seems to really like, A, the fans, and, you know, of course, you would expect he would, but he seems like kind of a down-home country, you know, I really appreciate what you're doing, takes his hat off a lot, thank you kind of deal. But the other thing that I thought was really cool about him was his band. So he was talking about his band. He had, I don't know, 9 or 10 people on there. The person with the least amount of experience playing with Garth, the newbie, the young one, has been playing with him for 22 years. If that's not dedication, I don't know what is. And I'm talking about Garth's dedication to the musicians. So these guys have been playing around for decades with this guy, which I thought was really cool. Of course, there was only really two songs that I knew of that I really wanted to hear. Now, what was kind of fun to watch is all these people cheering like crazy for every single song he did. So, I mean, he had big-time fans, which makes sense. He's playing for 5 days, it was last weekend, or maybe 6 days. Last weekend, he's doing three more days this weekend, which is unbelievable. You know, 6 days in 1 week in the same place? Holy crap, how do you draw that? Well, apparently this guy's drawn it. There's a song, I think it's called Thunder Road. And I remember the video 10 years ago. It was just a really well-done video with lightning and thunder, and it was good, you know, he's broody. But, of course, the song that everybody knows is this one here, and I really enjoyed watching it. Everybody singing, that was constant. Yeah. That was Jackie's hand, by the way, that you just saw. How about that, huh? Okay, so congratulations for Garth, and congratulations to MGM and AEG, because you've built an outstanding arena. And more importantly, you did it with your own money. You didn't go out to the taxpayers and require us to help you pay for it, which I consider to be bullshit. So good for you. All right. So afterwards, Jackie's like, hey, have you ever been on that there high roller? Well, I have not been on that there high roller. Well, why don't we go? So we head on over to the link area and did our valet parking and then headed on over there. So here's a tip from your brother, Scott. Or your Uncle Scott, depending on who you are. Don't just walk up to the fucking window and buy a ticket to High Roller, because that's just stupid. And we're stupid. Because on June 24th, after 7 p.m., nighttime standard admission, $37.
Tomahawk said no.
Yeah, it was expensive. And to contrast that, locals can get it for $18. So that's the problem by just hanging out and showing up and doing stuff. So there's something to be said for spontaneity, and there's something to be said for not being spontaneous. All right, but we still wanted to do it, so we did it. I owe her this money, by the way. She'll be staying at Arches at Whitney Villa this weekend. Okay, so these are the kids who went. It was Linda and Jackie and myself, and we're like, okay, let's do this thing. Let's get on it. And so we did. So you get in there, they have a bunch of monitors at the top of these bulbs that you stand in, and they provide some pretty cool information. I thought it was neat. What you really don't get a sense for from the outside are how big these things are. It's hard to tell from the outside, but if you look, you'll see they're much bigger than one might expect. So I counted the number of people that were in there, and there's about 18 people in that pod. And as you can tell, I'm going to back this up just a little bit. As you can tell, we've got tons of room in there to just kind of hang out. Hell, I could do the Mambo right there. So lots of room. As you might imagine, the view from up there as it rolls around is pretty spectacular. And so you're not going to be disappointed at the view. I would definitely do this at nighttime. I don't think it would be nearly as fun at the day. But they did a couple things that I thought were very, very clever. Actually, I just want to show another picture, kind of a brighter shot of what that looked like. And, you know, just a couple shots of the variety of views that you see there. By the way, they are absolutely pushing the ability to drink there. And I saw a live chat question that asked about that. Did I do the 30-minute bar? I did not. But as you can see, as you're getting ready to get on the pod, they have a last call, happy half hour upgrade, in cabin open bar. And the delta of that is $10. For $10 additional, you've got an open bar. So then the question you have to ask yourself is, how much can you drink in 30 minutes? Can you drink $10 worth of drinks in 30 minutes? The answer is yes. I think I probably can. Also very, very well maintained. I think this is about 2 years old now, so you would expect it to still look good. But we didn't do the bar only because it was $37. I mean, you know, for $47, I'll just go down to fucking Lee's and buy a gin. You know, that's just insane. So we didn't do it. But I think I will do it. But I will also use a discount. And by the way, if we were just went go online, it would have been $7 less than that. So my, you know, Uncle Scott says to you, you don't want to be doing that. Now, one of the things that I thought was the coolest, smartest technology play here was these monitors that they have at the top of these pods. And if you look at the screen there, what you'll see are two monitors. One of the monitors shows you where you are in relationship to the entire wheel, right? So this is a Ferris wheel. And as you can see in that picture, it shows us we are at the top apex. And you can tell that by the orange coloring of the wheel. So that shows up every, I don't know, probably 2 minutes or so, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And you can see yourself climbing. And then the monitor on the right tells you how high up you are. So at this moment, we are 542 feet off the ground. The other thing that I'll say to folks who are thinking about doing this, but are a little nervous about claustrophobia. So Melissa, you know, deals with that a little bit. And Linda, our friend, was a little concerned about that as well. And as you can tell in there, man, there was no sense of closeness. Obviously, as you can see, that the glass walls help that. But the other thing is there is no sense of motion. You don't feel like you're moving. Now, this thing is moving the whole time, but it's moving at 30, it's basically moving at 2 rounds per hour. So it's, you know, it's around every 30 minutes. It's not moving, it's moving so slow that it doesn't stop. It's not supposed to stop. You get on while it's moving. And it just, it feels, it doesn't even feel like you're getting on a moving sidewalk. It doesn't feel like you're getting on an elevator or an escalator. It's just barely moving. So the two things that can cause fear, claustrophobia and then just motion, nothing at all. It was very similar to me, like Top of the World, at Top of the Stratosphere. I just didn't feel like I was going anywhere. Clearly you were, but it didn't feel like that. So that was really good, and I think that opens it up to significantly more people who might otherwise just be scared to death of doing that. So overall, what would I say? I would say if you get a chance to go to T-Mobile, go. They did a great job. I don't think I've been in a better arena or stadium or whatever. They just did an outstanding job. I don't know what pricing is for other shows. I'm not sure if that pricing was so good because Garth Brooks required it. Don't know. And as a matter of fact, if somebody's listening or watching and they've gone to other concerts there, I'd be curious what it cost. Garth Brooks, I'd say go to that too. If you're here in town for that, go. He's such a fun performer. He's got great musicians. He gets a kick out of it. And you can just sense that he's having a good time. And he's got it pretty figured out, right? He took off 10 years, didn't have to work, came back because he wanted to. Pretty cool. High Roller, would I do that again? I would. I wouldn't pay full price for it. I will never pay full price for it again because that's just, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, stupid. But the idea of going around and getting that kind of view, very cool. Do it at night. Don't do it a day. And I would probably do it with the bar. I think that would be more fun. Now, it might be busier because of the bar, so more crowded. That I don't know. Overall, though, that was a pretty cool Saturday for us. Highly recommend it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com.
I am drinking.
Yeah! Guns N' Roses should hire me. All right, it's time for listener email. It's part of the show where you guys send an email and reread it. Now, how do I do that? Well, you send an email to OnAirQ at livinginlv.com. Again, OnAirQ at livinginlv.com. All right, our first email comes from the glorious, the magical, the name of Chris Kringle. His name is Glenn DeSanta from New York. And Glenn writes, hey, Scott. La-da-dee. I thought this might be worth sharing with everybody. M Life now offers a new MasterCard. If approved, it grants you instant pearl status. I thought maybe the fine print would say for a limited time. However, it does say that it will remain as long as the account is in good standing. I know I'll apply for one. Anything to get around those pesky parking fees. Now, this is on our queue. You didn't ask me a question, but I will provide an answer to Glenn. God bless Glenn, by the way. So, what's the deal on this here card? Well, there it is. That's the magical M Life MasterCard. Hey, Scott, what's the percentage interest rate on that? Well, it's a reasonable 19.99%. Well, gee, that seems a little high. Well, don't you worry your pretty little head. There's nothing wrong with that. Just go ahead and do that. Well, do I get free parking? Well, of course you do, Kimasabi. You do it. You're instantly a pearl guy. Well, that's pretty cool. So wait a minute. I just get this credit card, and I get free parking? Yeah. Anything else? Well, yeah, sure. You get 3X points and tier credit if you're spending stuff at the M Life Reward destinations. Well, that sounds good. But wait, there's more. You get 2X points and tier credits for $1 spent at gas stations and supermarket purchases. Well, that sounds good. And of course, you get 1X points and tier credits for spending money elsewhere. Well, that sounds pretty good. And guess what? You get 10,000 points when you spend $1,000 in the first 3 billing cycles. Well, that sounds great. Why wouldn't I do that? Well, you absolutely... Hey, wait, is there a yearly fee? Gotcha. No fee. You get free parking and all that good stuff for the low, low price of accessing your spending habits and credit history. That's right. That's what... Are you out of your fucking mind? All right. Let's talk a little bit about this. Okay, so let's say you have a reward card. Let's say you do, because you want them comps and you want to, and well, of course you do. You give them information, right? Now, that information kind of tracks you, and that's unpleasant and okay, but let me tell you what you don't give them. You don't give them your credit history, you don't, and you don't give them access to all of your spending habits. But now you do, right? So now the good people at MGM, which are not known to rip people off or do anything nefarious, that never happens from those good folks over there. Now you're thinking, so I can get free parking. I want them to know everything I buy. That's a good idea. I want them to know my complete credit history. Yeah, that sounds great. Here's what. I'm going to pass. Actually, Ted, we had this conversation in my Facebook page, and Ted wrote, well, if you charge $334 a month and pay it off monthly, boom, you just added those 10,000 extra points. Now, I don't know what those 10,000 extra points do. Maybe it takes you from pearl to nugget. I don't know what it does. But even if it does, I do not want these fuckers to know my credit history. Now, Glenn in the live chat just got his in the mail yesterday. And he mentioned that Big Brother is following him. They don't let you know, Glenn, that they're following you. They just are. It's like God. Okay. Don't do it, people. I'm just trying to save your lives, okay? Well, this is like, it doesn't matter. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's not about doing things wrong. It's about giving away your act. Your information is worth something. And it's worth more than free fucking parking, okay? You, I'm telling you, come here. You, sir, you, ma'am, I love you. You are worth more than just free parking, okay? And by the way, it's not free parking during Garth's show. So how free is it? From Laura Megan, who's in the UK, as I recall. Hey, Scott, and possibly Wayne. Hope you guys are doing well. I hope Brett's doing well as well. And here we go. So I was thinking, some people argue that this could be a dangerous thing for me. Remember the shows about attractions on the strip at the individual properties, et cetera, where you gave feedback on them? And, well, I had an idea. You guys are locals. You see some of the attractions perhaps in a different light to tourists. For instance, Edinburgh Castle. I think it's a bit overrated. Mary King's close, much better. But a tourist might totally disagree with me. So how about us visitors to Las Vegas email or tweet, etc., our hidden gems or top spots, must-see, etc., and then you guys can teach us the errors of our ways or applaud our good taste. Coldplay concert not included. I know you hate them, Scott. See, I like Laura because she pays attention. It was just a thought, but I'd love to hear what other listeners from abroad like and what your local viewers think. It was just a thought. I don't know how practical it would be, as some of us can't be in the live chat, for instance. Anyways, I have my fingers crossed. I win a Hatem this week. Blah, blah, blah. Well, you can't win a Hatem if you don't, put stuff in. This was written a couple weeks or a week or so ago. I don't have a problem with this. I'm not sure I would do a whole show on that. It certainly could be a topic, and if we get a number of those, you know, hey, Scott, hey, Brett, hey, Wayne, hey, whoever, what do you think about that? We would absolutely pipe into it. And actually, that kind of happens a little bit right now, wouldn't you guys say in the chat, with the live chat questions. We get those kinds of questions occasionally. But I love this idea. So if you're watching or if you're listening and you have something on your agenda that you're going to be doing in the Las Vegas and you'd like to know if it's a good idea or not, yeah, give us an email, send it to OnAirQ, and we'd be more than happy to that. I'll give you an example of that, by the way. So in England, Brexit, wow, pretty cool, right? So in England, a lot of people there think, wait for it, the Stratosphere is a great property. There are many great, that's right, I'm actually having gin and LaCroix. Barbara, are you having vodka and LaCroix? Look at us. They think Stratosphere is a great property. Now, I would argue that many of us here don't believe that. I'm not saying it's a bad property, but it's certainly not in the top, let's say, 10, maybe even 20. But for whatever reason, a lot of people in England feel it is. So if we got an email that said, Dear Scott, thinking about staying the entire time at the Stratosphere, what do you think? I might say, what the hell are you thinking? I might say that. But I might also ask, what's your budget? If your budget is shit, then I might say, well, they're kind of catering to the low-end guys who will want to still on the strip. Get yourself in there, right? All right. Real quick stories. Let me tell you a couple really cool ones. First of all, thanks again to Carol. We've got Rob's got an intro video coming in. We're going to probably do his next week. If you're in the live chat, please send in your intro video. If you're watching or listening, send in your intro video. It's super easy. You're going to say something like this. Hey, I'm Dave Smith from Effingham, Illinois, and you're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. And then you can say something funny. Be sure to take your phone and shoot it landscape, which is this way, not portrait, which is this way. So the long way, so it's like a maple bar and not like a tower. Probably work on that description a little bit. Okay, next. Do you remember last week I talked about Rosie? Rosie had sent me an email, basically. It was through one of the forums on our website. And she had said, you know, I really like the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I moved to Las Vegas as a result of your show with Melissa, and now I want to work with you. Do you remember that? So I wrote her back and said, yeah, that's that. I don't have any openings. Not really looking for anybody, but come on in. That was a great email. You did a nice job. Let's chat. Well, I met with Rosie on Monday. I'm about ready to show you guys how to get a job anywhere. So she came. It was so cute. So she walks in, little thing. And you can tell she's a little nervous. Hello, Mr. Whitney, right? You can call me Scott. I just got to tell you that I am more nervous meeting you than I was Wayne Newton. She's actually working over there now. And I'm like, you need to kind of, fix the bar a little bit. Yeah, you don't have to be nervous with me. I'm a pretty easygoing guy. So we sit down. And she brought show and tell. How cool is this? Because I told her, let me know what you want to do. What are you trying to accomplish? And let me know that you know about my business. So she brought this, a folder with all this really cool information. But before we went into this, she had a show and tell. She was showing me the things that she had done in the past. I was fascinated. I'm like, holy shit. I have never seen anybody bring in show and tell content for what is in essence an interview. So she did the show and tell. I'm like, okay, let's go through this. So cover page, that's a duplicate of the email, basically the form she sent me. Oh, excellent for reference. Well done. Page two, what I want to do. Mapped out very, very clearly the problems I want to solve. What do I want to achieve? She has created this persona for herself that basically speaks to this niche that has to do with Vegas that she wants to do. I'm not going to give it away. But it's actually a pretty clever little niche. And her phase one intent, her phase two intent, her phase three intent, and then what she needs to learn. Do I need a business plan? How am I going to make a living? How is this finance going to work? Is it for profit? Is it for business? Blah, 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 blah. Learn about the art of podcasting and video broadcasting. Establish myself. Yeah, okay, so she's doing this. And I'm like, okay, well, what are you going to do for me? How I can be of service, a whole new page. And possible duties. Administrative, reception, sales support, research, product assistance, fast learner, blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, her resume. And they say not to do more than 2 pages of a resume. Hers was 4 pages. So a little longer than you would expect. But by the time I got to it, I'm like, well, let me read this. This was pretty fun. Let's see what she's up to. So what was the result of this? Well, I've never been more impressed by somebody who just went after it. I just thought it was the coolest damn thing I've ever seen. So I did not have an opening for her, but I fucking well made one. So she's basically going to be an interval. Here's what I actually did. I said, okay, I've got 2 pieces of homework I would like for you to do. And I gave them to her. I said, I don't like doing this thing. This causes me a lot of pain in the assness, and I don't want that anymore. So why don't you do this bit of research for me and then come back? And then I've got this other thing that I want done that I think needs to be done for us. Could you go off and take care of that as well? She said, yep. She asked a few questions, and then zip-zop, we were off and running. So, okay, I'm into it. I'm good. So she did that. She came back. What was it? 12 hours later with the first bit of homework done. I'm like, okay, dear, you got it kind of figured out. So we'll see how Rosie does. I think there's a good possibility she will become a very large contributor to the Vegas Video Network and the Vegas Video Co-op and, of course, Podworks. All right, Beer House. So we had dinner at Beer House before we went and saw Garth. And one of the things that we thought was hysterical, and I mentioned this before last time I talked to you guys, was that they have this photo booth And they have this picture there. And if you look at the picture, this is a close-up of the picture. For those of you who know Steel Panther, they have a song that speaks a little bit about two pinks and a stink. And that, folks, is the graphic for that. That's a guy doing that hand job. And that's all over their place. I don't understand what the hell is going on here. And I see that we're getting an issue with the live stream. Let me just double-check that for a minute, you guys. Stand by. Yep. That's neat. Charming. Yeah. Oh, there it is. It seems to be back. And thanks, guys. Yeah, we kind of went away, and now it looks like we're back again. So, two pinks and a stink. That's in the beer house. Good job, fellas. You might want to check your graphic guy and make sure he's not a big fan of Steel Panther next time you put some graphics on that. Also, we want to send a good luck to Mike Q. Mike Q was in town this week doing a job interview. He stopped by the studio on Monday. I brought over a six-pack of beer for Brett and myself. Big interview. Driving home right now as we speak. He hung out with Danny and Steve Monday night. Went and saw Raiding the Rock Vault thingamabob. And no, we're shooting for him. Apparently, he had a good time with the interview. That's what Danny was saying in the live chat. So that is good news as well. Congratulations to Mike. And finally, for RQS, Scott's diet update. Last week was not a good day. This week is good. So I'm down 7.4 pounds. I started the diet. I think it was May 30th. So we're not quite a month in, and I've lost 7.4 pounds. That seems pretty good to me. I also know that some people in the live chat are also doing some big dieting. I think they've done pretty well too. Actually, Ted's done some dieting and Glenn. So all the men folk are dieting now because it's time to get in the bikinis. All right, live chat questions. First question is from Pops. Pops wants to know, after a show, did you ever get any crap from Melissa for the stuff you said during the show? yeah, I got a ton of crap for that. You know, Melissa's got Midwestern values. She's a sweet woman, a good person, not a mean bone in her body. So occasionally, when I said things, I might get the look, the death stare, the Midwestern, I will cut a guy during the show, but not like after the show. We got into some really significant arguments during during the after show. Like, we didn't do after shows like we do now. But yeah, so we would get off the air, and I'm like, hey, that was a great show. And then, man, we would go at it. And Melissa and I, we fight. We're not that couple that, oh, yeah, we never fight. We've been married. We've been together for 16 years. Oh, we fight all the time. well, we were fighting before we even got married. And in the beginning, I'm like, this is a bad thing. We shouldn't be fighting. But come to find out, it's okay to fight. So, yeah, we fought quite a bit. And she was also a little concerned that my behavior might affect her job. So, you know, part of the reason why she's not hosting anymore was just her calendar. She was so busy and working so damn hard during the day that when she got here, it was a lot of work. But the other part of it was, you know, if he goes off the rails, I really don't want to be sitting across from him when it happens. Okay. Chicago Snowman wants to know, have you ever thought about doing a bi-weekly show? Bi-weekly is every other week. I thought about it. Well, not really. But for a while when I first started the podcast, I was, you know, doing it for a while and stopping and doing it for a while and stopping. Since I started the Vegas Video Network and, you know, this show is in essence the anchor of the network, it wouldn't be really fair for me to do a bi-weekly show and expect other people to do weekly shows. Right now, I've got a couple weekly shows on. I've got a new show coming on beginning in July that is bi-weekly. There's something to be said for bi-weekly. It's certainly much less pressure to do a show like this. And we're actually changing our contract for folks who do weekly shows at 6 months or 12 months to provide them a little of a breathing room. Because, you know, putting your head down and doing show after show after show, it's hard work. You know, this is not kids' work to do it right. And doing a video and audio is even harder. I mean, doing audio is easy. But video and audio, it takes work. So I've not really thought about it, but we're introducing that concept to some people on the Vegas Video Network to allow themselves to kind of ease their way in. Glenn wants to know, what's the latest on the NHL team? Do they have a name yet? Well, they started with the Black Knights. That was the intended name. They already have a logo. I think the guy's name is Foley. He's received feedback from the NHL that name is probably not going to be okay. So they have begun the process of coming up with alternative logos and names. The word is they're not going out to the masses. They're not going to do a contest. They're not going to do voting or any of that nonsense. Like, there's been some cool names. Las Vegas Lights kind of makes sense, right? Nope, doesn't look like that's going to the Knights, the Las Vegas Knights, is going to happen. Knights, by the way, KNIGHTS, as opposed to day night. But I tell you what, everybody's pretty goddamn excited about it. I think it's pretty exciting that they're doing this. I see one more quick live chat question, then we'll roll into a have a drink, and that's from Binky. Binky wants to know, how do you feel about the three closures of the Mermaid, La Bayou, and Glitter Gulch? So the background on this is on Fremont Street Experience. These classic properties, one of them is a strip club, and then two non-hotel casinos, one of which is known for their fried Twinkies, and, you know, loose slots, blah, blah, blah. What do I think about it? Here's what I'm concerned about. So it was bought by Darren Stevens. Darren and his brother, I forget his brother's name, Stevens, he's the guy who owns the D, which is fine. But he also owns what was the Las Vegas Club, which is on the corner of Main Street and Fremont Street, the north corner. He also owns Golden Gate, which is on the south corner of Main and Fremont Street. So if you think about it, if you look at the math, you'll realize that he just bought himself a full block of the Fremont Street Experience. Interesting. So does that give him more power voting power within the Fremont Street Experience? I don't know. And that would depend upon what they're going to do. Are they going to they're going to do something to the Las Vegas Club? Now, are they going to expand that all the way to where the other properties are? I don't know. And he's not talking right now. He's been pretty quiet about what the Las Vegas Club is going to do. He said really nothing about the other properties that you've asked about. So nobody really knows what's going to happen. I'm not a real big... I don't get super nostalgic about this stuff. As a matter of fact, Rosie has a nostalgic streak to her. And the Riviera came up, and she was talking about how it was, you know, kind of a bummer. And I basically told her, I said, look, if it was a great property, people would show up. It's the same thing with Sahara. If Sahara was such a great property, people would have kept going there. They wouldn't have had to sell the goddamn thing. It's the same with Riviera. You know, nobody went to that damn property. When they did, it was in bad shape. It was beat to hell. So that's why you sell that kind of stuff. So that these properties on Fremont Street, they weren't beat to hell. They had good business, I'm assuming. But, you know, the guy who probably owned it was like, I want out. I don't want to be messing with this stuff anymore. And he actually was interviewed in a couple things here. I didn't get a chance to read him. But, we got to see. You know, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of Stevens. I don't trust him. There's, you know, I've dealt with him a couple times, and he doesn't seem like, I don't know, there's something that doesn't seem quite right about him. But a lot of people love him, you know, a lot, you know, and people who I respect like him. So, and people who I respect work for him. So I probably, there's an argument that I don't have the full picture of what this cat's all about. But we'll have to see. You know, there is a Monopoly-esque kind of vibe there, potentially, which I think is problematic. I think what really is curious to me is, does he have a larger voting power as a result to the amount of property? Now, I've been told that that's not going to be the case, but the person who told me that doesn't fucking know, because it actually hasn't happened yet. So we'll see. But here's what I do hope. I hope they do a nice job. I hope it looks good. I hope it draws more people down there. That's ultimately what any of us who've got a brain in our head care about here in Las Vegas. All right, let's have a toast to not fucking up Fremont Street. Come on. All right, it's time for Have a Drink on Me. It's part of the show where I show you a picture of a bar or a lounge or a speakeasy or some kind of place like that. And guess what you get to do? You get to send in stuff. But don't listen to me. Hell, nobody does. Listen to Pops. He knows things.
Let me tell you what you can win this week.
This week's Lucky Haddam winner can choose any one of three amazing Scott Whitney guitar CDs. Crisp Acoustic 1, Crisp Acoustic 2, or Gajazzathon. Proudly displayed here by Bob, undisputed king of the video Haddam entry. Or you can choose the comfortable and stylish Vegas Video Network visor like these lucky winners. Available in the standard black and sometimes in the rare, hard-to-find red, popular with the ladies and the Russians. Or you can choose the premium prize package. The next time you're going to be in Vegas, you can arrange an evening of sophistication and class with the man himself, the guru of all things Vegas, Scott Whitney. Well, okay, at least drinks, laughs, and some priceless conversation.
Send your entry into Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Thank you, Pops. Good job, my brother. All right. Some other rules to the big game. There's a chance to triple, double, quadruple, quadmingle your abilities to probably win and become famous and all that kind of stuff. How do you multiply your ways to win? Well, one, of course, is just giving us a correct answer. Well done. I'm very proud of you. Hey, if you're in the live chat and you submitted a correct answer, that's a deuce, my friends. Hey, wait a minute. If you are the very first correct answer, you get another one. Wait a minute. What if you do that opening video? Yep. You get another one. So Carol, who didn't actually submit the Haddam, is now in there. Wouldn't that be funny if she won? Any other way? Sure. I forget what all the ways are now. For God's sake, we can't even stop all the ways. But here's the really cool thing. Oh, shit. I forgot. If you show a Gajazzathon CD in the wild, well, you get yourself there. So, for example, look at that. There's a Gajazzathon seat next to a baby. Now, the baby hasn't been born, but that's not a problem. And look at that. We're in Russia. Ho, 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 ho. That's pretty exciting as well. All right. You send that email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. But the most important thing, of course, is deity, becoming a deity. What are you talking about? Nobody really knows what you're talking about. Well, of course you do. Because if you get the visor, you become a part of the galaxy of God. There's Michael and Scott. Wait a minute. There's Pinky. There's Alan and Aaron. And they are a nudist who didn't get the memo. There's Bob and Bob's wife. Wait, there's more. There's Danny and Shanna Jen. And there is Greg and Glenn. And there Jimmy and Rob, and there is Ken in Hawaii, cause he loves my music, not is. There is Stuart and Christina, whose babies are because of me, and Don and Jackie and Mike and Mike. Look out! Get down!
And there's Pops and Sammy and Carol and a dog and Britstead and your buddy Scott, and then there's Wayne, and let's not forget there is Brett as well.
All right. I thought that one was particularly pretty good. Okay, let's take a look at last week's Have a Drink Upon Me. There it is. And the clues were Rush Lounge, Rush Lounge, Rush Lounge at the Golden Nugget. By the way, this was not hard. 2112, come on, people. Even if you didn't know what that meant, you just do a search for 2112 and you'd have to see Rush. For the love of God, our Savior. Okay, we got 23 out of 23 correct. Apparently, it wasn't as hard as I thought it might be. So let's begin with the group. All right, Jimmy Tucci, Jim Gallagher. One for the correct answer. Jimmy's going to kill it. One for the correct answer. One for the first answer. And See, and there he is, one in the live chat. Jimmy gets a triple. Way to go, brother. See that? I've been working hard. He's a triple. This one coming up, by the way, is going to be hard. Chet Shotness from the beautiful Wisconsin. Oh, there he is right there. I see Chet. Chet, Wisconsin. He gets one for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat. One for the correct, one live chat. Barb, the wife. Here's another smart thing to do, married couples. Get both you and the significant other to play along. Double your pleasure, double your fun. One for the correct answer. Let me see if Barb is in there. Doo, doo, doo. There she is. And Barb, Wisconsin. Well done. I like when couples work together. I'm very sensitive. I don't like when they fight. So when they work together and the attempt to get a drink or a hat or a CD, how smart is that? Really? You know what I'm saying? Andy from New Hampshire. Let's see if Andy's hanging out. La-da-dee. And then we've got Gary Romberg, Mr. Testy. Boink. And then we've got Rob C., who often goes by Rob068 Pittsburgh. He gets one for the correct answer. He gets one for the live Chattarooski. Rob likes long walks on the beach. Cold toilet seats. Penny Gregory gets a winner in there. Way to go, Penny. Aaron Berry from Prescott, Arizona. The creator of this magic here. Look at that. You got to give her a call. Give her a call. You want to make a card for somebody you love? She makes these things. It's unbelievable. Yes, they're $100, but what are you going to do? Okay, that's not true. They're not $100. Kevin Whip from the Canada. We've got Brett Barnes from Paradise, California. We've got Ken Anderson from beautiful Las Vegas. And we believe Ken might be in there. There he is. Ken Anderson, Las Vegas. One for the correct answer. One for being in the live chat at the time. There you go, Ken. Mike Lazowski, also known as the Mad Chipmunk. All right, one for the correct answer. One for being in the live chat. Telling you, live chat. Besides meeting people and bonding, you get yourself friends. We've also got Mike Snow, who is in the live chat, known as the Chicago Snowman. One for the correct answer. One for being in the live chat. See all these doubles? Bob McAdams, Babalooey, and Monica Fagan, also known as the Binkster. Had a lovely meeting with her, previous Haddam winner. She was lovely. She tried to throw away the visors. I thought that was uncalled for, but what are you going to do? You can't teach people manners. All right. I'm just guessing. She probably has a gun. Mike Beatty, who writes, glad to hear about Brett. Stay cool. Thanks, Mike. And we've got Glenn Santa. I should do sleigh bells. Ho, ho, ho. Glenn gets one for the correct answer and one for being in the live chat. And by the way, if you work for MGM, you know everything there is to know about Glenn because he's got one of your credit cards. All right, let's continue on. Oh, look at that. Glenn, you just had your credit checked. Congratulations. Okay. Andy Z from Winnipeg, a recent winner. Andy, by the way, is the guy who sent me $10, an American dollars, by the way, to help me ship the visor to him. So God bless Andy. Wait, how come that didn't have a... I have a P on that. Stand by. La-da-dee. Didn't Andy write something? Maybe not. Weird. All right. What is all this? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Dumbass. All right. Andy writes, hey, Scott, how could a Canadian not get this one? The bar shares the name with one of Canadian's iconic bands. The answer to this week's Haddam is Rush Lounge at the Golden Nugget. Also, thanks for the kind words about me in the episode. Andy Z from Winnipeg, Canada. You're welcome, Andy Z. Next up, we've got John Herman. One for the correct answer. John writes, hey, Scott, I just got a call from my good friend Geddy Lee. He's hanging out at the Rush Lounge at Golden Nugget, which happens to be this week's Haddam. By the way, the worst Manhattan I ever got was from there. So bad, I could not finish it. Sorry. I will send him a note. Next up, we've got Michael B. from Chicago. Chicago. Michael writes, "Dear Scott and possibly imaginary friend, a tougher clue for the current Haddam would have been the name of the movie that gave us Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven, the Getty Alex Neil combo known as Rush and today's Haddam. By the way, I made a mix CD for my car, and I use Alegria on my current disc, pairing it up with the band Love's Alone Again, or Thanks for the Music and the Show, Michael B., from Chicago." Thank you, Michael B. Boink. Rob Cole. Rob Cole is in the live chat. Wait till you see next week's opening intro video. Rob does it naked, which I thought was surprising, but what are you going to do? One for the correct answer, one for... live chat. Rob writes, "The Haddam this week for the clues on June 21st is the Golden Nugget, a bar known as HTO Bar at the Tank." Just kidding. We all know it's the Rush Lounge. Rush Lounge is my fan answer. By the way, last few weeks, I've had a devil of a time getting the live stream to work on any of my computers, video black. Yeah, so we, I think we solved that problem. It was a configuration thing that just kind of spontaneously turned itself on. I'm not sure what was going on there. I suspect that the people at Live Chat got themselves an MGM credit card, and now MGM is taking over the Live Chat. I'm just guessing. I don't really know. Okay. Need to do something for an extra entry. Okay, there we go. And wait a minute. A brand new video Haddam entry. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Craigie.
Howdy, howdy, y'all. Vegas Dog 222 coming from you from the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina. Video answer this week. First time out. Yeah, I'm no Pops. I'm no Bob. But it is a video. Hey, and this time it's landscape, not portrait. So we'll get better. Anyway, this week's Haddam, very hard for me. Because back in 1976, 2112, Rush, didn't know it. Meant nothing. I was listening to other top albums like Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder, Gratitude by Earth, Wind, and Fire, Chaka Khan featuring Rufus and Chaka Khan. But I figured it out. The dog got it. It's the Rush Lounge at the Golden Nugget. So, trying to get those multiple entries this week, I need the red visor. I need the red visor. So, BG, I hope you're back. If not, shout out to you. Hope you're doing well. But Pimpin' Wayne, Scott, they're doing me no favors with these multiple entries. So take care of me, BG. Vegas Dog out. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Craig. So one for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat, one's for the video entry as well. What a done. And finally, of course, it's Gene the Dancing Machine.
Hey, kids. Last week, Scott said I was crazy for running ads like this on my YouTube video.
Reminding you, join us every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time, for the Living in Las Vegas podcast. www.vegasvideonetwork.com. See ya.
These nuts! However, that ad's been seen over 13,000 times, and it didn't cost him a dime. That's pretty cool, huh? My idea of crazy would be somebody like me packing up my family, my belongings, and my Kajazathon CD and traveling 1,622 miles moving across country without trying to make some friends and contacts at the destination city first. How am I doing so far? See ya.
Pops, you old fuck.
I can't give Pops shit ever again for doing a video.
Pops, you should get a t-shirt that says, Pops, you old fuck. One for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat, and one for another super entertaining video. All right, let's take a look at what we got going here. The live chat loves the Pops video, and a lot of love going to Vegas Dog 222 as well. That's an appreciative group in the live chat. Okay, here we go. Ready? Let's not look shy. Okay, this is the one. Let's see what we got. All righty. This is somebody who was in the live chat, so this person was able to double her pleasure because of being in the live chat. It's Barb Schottness. Congratulations, Barb. You've won yourself a Vegas Video Network prize. And you could decide what that prize is. I'll send you an email and let you decide what you want to win. Okay. Let's look at this week's Have a Drink on Me. This one's going to be hard. This is going to be especially difficult because the casino that this bar is in doesn't list this bar on their website, indicating that they could probably use some help. Okay, here we go. Hint number one, you would have to swim 22 miles south-southwest off of Los Angeles to find the namesake of this bar. You would have to swim 22 miles south-southwest of Los Angeles to find the namesake of this bar. Hint number two, the casino that this bar is in is on Las Vegas Boulevard, but it's about 5 miles from the Strip. Casino is on Las Vegas Boulevard, but it's about 5 miles from the Strip. Hint number three, did you know there's a salad dressing who shares the same name as this bar? Mm-hmm. Yep, there's a salad dressing that shares part of the name that this bar has. If you know the answer, you're going to send it to haveadrink@livinginlasvegas.com. Again, haveadrink@livinginlasvegas.com. There it is, everybody. How are we doing? Oh, right on time. 75 or 74 minutes right now. Okay. Hey, if you want to join us or put in and send an email stuff, send it to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. Maybe you want to send us a voicemail, and I would love to hear your dulcet tone. You're going to go to our website, click the red tab on the right side. That'll pop up a window, and you're going to leave us a voicemail. And the reason you're going to be able to do that is because you have a microphone attached to your super-duper computer. By the way, if you see us on or hear us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. If you've got us on the YouTube, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends. Plus, you can find us on Roku, where we now have 32,180-plus installations of our channel. We're on Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple TV, Google TV, Fire TV, Google Play, and, of course, the Vegas Video Network. Thanks, everybody, for listening or watching. Thanks, everybody, in the live chat. You guys are great. Congratulations to our winners. Congratulations again. Thanks to Carol. You guys are the bestest of the bestest. We'll see you guys next week. Next week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Take care, everybody. Do